Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Casey missed it last night. San Francisco adds another win to their record. They're 5-2. They beat the Falcons 20-10, Pearl, but I don't actually believe that the San Francisco team is capable of doing a lot of damage. They're way too injury prone, and they are just way too reliant on offense for Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, they kept going to Fred Warner up in the booth, who we've interviewed, and he's just awesome. I understand why everybody adores him. But you can't have Fred Warner and Nick Bosa injured and expect to go as far as you did preseason. Although, I got to tell you, 5-2 is no joke. I mean, they're looking like a playoff team because their schedule is so easy. Mac Jones, I got to tell you, there's a legit argument he is better for the team than Brock Purdy right now.
I think they're about the same. Okay. So this is why I think Brock Purdy is going to get his job back, but I bet that Mac Jones does the same thing that we've seen some other backup quarterbacks in San Francisco do, which is go to another team. It's like we're in the era of the third chance. It's not even second chances anymore. Yeah. Third chances, fourth chances, you know, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. I mean, how many reclamation projects have we had now in the NFL? And I think Mac Jones becomes the next in the long line of that. He goes somewhere else after the season, and he makes a name for himself. I don't know where that's going to be. Maybe it's, you know, this quarterback class in college is not really making anyone's head spin. So maybe Mac Jones has a pretty big market this offseason.
Yeah, maybe a bridge guy. But, you know, it's funny. He really does fit with Kyle Shanahan. So I almost wish the two of them could be together. But Brock Purdy's contract is something the Niners have to deal with. $50 million plus, he will be the starter.
Okay, let's get to the NFL in 60, every single game from Sunday in 60 seconds or less.
Maggie and Perloff take you around the league, recapping this weekend's football action. Time for NFL in 60.
All right, EJ, who's the first up?
All right, let's head to London, where the hometown Jacksonville Jaguars lost a big one to the Rams, 35-7. You did get 100 yards from Travis Hunter, though, receiving. What was that?
Yeah, that's the bright spot, I guess, for the Jags. Only 12 snaps on defense, though. So what's the plan here with Travis Hunter? Anyway, I think the real headline, Pearl, is no Puka Nacua, no problem for the Rams. Yeah. Devontae Adams and Terrence Ferguson, the tight end, also coming through with a big touchdown. Stafford had 5 on the day.
Yeah, Devontae Adams in particular filled right in, helped out my fantasy team, I might add. I was very disappointed in the Jags. Made me think, oh, because I've been squinting and seeing this as a potential playoff team. Sure didn't look like it because they're supposed to play well in London. We know that storyline. I did not see a total failure coming.
How about this? We were just talking about the 49ers for real. So technically San Francisco is first place in the NFC West and the Rams are in second place. The Rams have a plus 58 point differential and the San Francisco 49ers have plus 7.
Ooh.
A little different. What's next, EJ?
All right, let's head to Chicago where break up the Bears. They've won 4 in a row after beating the Saints 26-14.
Yeah, it was a sloppy game that the Bears were always in control of. I just want to turn to the Saints for a question. what are we doing with Spencer Rattler? Like, when is Tyler Shuck time? I thought during the game, because Spencer Rattler started out particularly struggling, that we were going to see the second round pick Tyler Shuck get in the game. But I mean, I'm not sure what the Saints are doing here, why they draft him in the second round if they're not going to use him. That would have been a perfect game. It was kind of a garbage, bad weather game. Meanwhile, they're right. The Bears are not pretty, but they finally got the run game back, which struggled early in the season.
No doubt. I mean, that's the key to winning games in Chicago. You got a good defense at four takeaways, and you have a run game with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai.
Kylie Minogue?
Sure. Kyle Manungai. Yeah, I know. He actually was at the game, Rutgers, Oregon. Yeah. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jumbotron, here's Kyle Manungai with a pre-taped video for the Rutgers faithful. I think the score at that point was 100-3.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Let's head to Cleveland, where the Browns beat the Dolphins 31-6. Three more picks for Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, this was so bad for Miami. If you keep Mike McDaniel after this, like, what's the message sent? Actually, Bill Cowher, like, came out on television. Bill Cowher, right, who I don't think he would criticize another coach if his life depended on it, said the team quit on Mike McDaniel. They also had a ton of penalties. They couldn't stop Quinshon Judkins if they tried. The defense, the offense, it's all bad. Tua got benched for Quinn Ewers.
Remember that night we hung out with Bill Cowher at a movie premiere? What a nice, nice man.
I do remember that.
Okay. There was some criticism online of Dylan Gabriel, 13 for 18, 116 yards, terrible. As our buddy quarterback trainer Quincy Avery said, they were up by three touchdowns on a terrible, windy day. What did you expect from him? That was an N.A. if you want to grade Dylan Gabriel. We did not really get to see what he was because it was so easy to win that game without any passing.
As long as he didn't lose the game.
Win the Super Bowl if they were only team in the NFL.
As long as he didn't lose the game, he gets an A for me. All right, let's go to Tennessee where the Patriots shook off a slow start to beat the Titans 31-13.
Did anyone notice early in the game Cam Ward had a long touchdown pass and there was a narrative on social media, oh man, they finally got rid of Brian Callahan. Now we're going to see Cam Ward just excel, and he was fine. He was good in the game, but they got just destroyed from that point on.
We're keeping the book right now. We asked.
Yeah. New England looks great. Drake May, 21 for 23, best completion percentage ever for a Patriots quarterback. Wrap your head around that. Ever for a Patriots quarterback. That means better than a certain Matt Castle. No, I mean Tom Brady.
Also added 62 rushing yards on 8 attempts. So that means he's got almost 200 scramble yards on the season. That's third in the NFL. Drake May, man.
Looks good.
This one was over before it began. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 31-0, as you mentioned earlier in the show. Raiders, three first downs on the deck.
Oh, my God, three touchdowns. They'd throw a parade. Three first downs. I can't believe it. And then the stat is the last team to have that fewest amount of first downs was actually the Raiders, but back in 2008. It's as bad as it could ever be for the Raiders. Like, we're getting close to rock bottom here because you thought you were at least going to compete, and this looks like a disaster.
What do you guys think of, on the Kansas City side, forcing the ball to Rashee Rice in the red zone, wanting to get him a touchdown? It's not like he was away from the team for a good reason. He was away from a seriously dangerous driving incident, and it felt like that's been turned into a feel-good narrative in Kansas City. It strikes me as odd. Have you noticed that at all? Like, they were like, we're going to make sure we get Rashee Rice in the end zone. He got two touchdowns. They look so dangerous right now as a team, though, because now you got Worthy, Rice, Thornton. Juju is playing very well. It is a great offense.
And running the ball with Pacheco. But the T-shirts they were wearing for Rashee Rice a couple of weeks ago? It was like,
basically
it was like free Rashee. It was like, oh, God.
Not a good look for the Chiefs, but they did look good on Sunday. Okay, let's go to Minnesota, where Perloff's Eagles got their passing attack on track. Hurts with 326 yards and three TDs in this one. Eagles beat the Vikings 28-22.
One of those games where you're like, why don't the Eagles do this every week? I have no idea. Ask Kevin Petullo. But we had a great debate last night on the phone.
Go Birds!
Saquon Barkley, 18 carries for 44 yards, 2.4 per carry.
Very pedestrian.
A lot of reasons our offensive line has had injuries, so they're not really creating space for him. But, you know, it's a yin and a yang. Jalen Hurts looks great, but Barkley does not look great for the Eagles.
Yeah, I floated out the theory maybe they're trying to save Saquon because they've only given him 20 carries once this year, 20-plus carries where he had, like, 13 games of that last year or something like that. But then you guys pointed out, no, it's because he's only averaging 2.3 yards a carry. But maybe you feel like if you hold him a little bit, could he start to make a little bit more of a difference when the weather gets bad?
You know, you could absolutely be right. I mean, if I was the Eagles, why would you use Saquon now? You desperately need him come playoff time.
Let's go to MetLife Stadium, where both starting quarterbacks did not finish the game, but for different reasons. Bryce Young left the game with an ankle injury. Justin Fields was benched. Panthers still beat the Jets, who remain winless, 13-6.
I don't know if it's like a running joke around here, but like Perloff loves backup quarterbacks and is actually friends with Andy Dalton. So he said there should be like an air raid alarm that goes off whenever Andy gets in the game. Because full disclosure, I wasn't like totally dialed in on this one. I think the biggest thing here, obviously the Jets are just a complete free fall.
This crap is crap.
Do you even try to keep Fields around for next year? Right? Like, what happens here? You gave him $30 million and you have him for next year, too. Like, is this where Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, the new GM, and the quarterback, you just are all three out after 1 year, Pearl?
Oh, I mean, listen, you got to go to Rod Taylor as your starter. He looked way better running the offense, I thought. By the way, Carol, Andy took the hardest sack. I'm like, you're doing that to my buddy here? He's just on the couch. What is it? He's like me. He's a dad. You can't attack him like that. But J.C. Horn, by the way, who number 8 overall pick by the Panthers, had one amazing, amazing pick. He was the star of the game. Panthers actually 4-3, Maggie. I know we're like...
I know. They got Carolina my Bills Panthers, coming out of the bye. I'm nervous.
They have a winning record.
Nervous.
But they did not look good in this game. They looked very bad. And they came away with a win because the Jets are worse.
All right, let's go to the 4 o'clock. Let's go to the 4 o'clock window where the Broncos scored 33 fourth quarter points to come back and defeat the Giants 33-32.
You know, Maggie, you raised a great point earlier in the show. Who felt like they should have won the game, the Giants or the Broncos? And of course, the Giants were up 19-0, but I don't think they wildly were outplaying the Broncos throughout the game. I feel like the Broncos missed a lot of opportunities. They moved the ball pretty well. They were screwing up in the red zone, went for it on fourth down once. And Jackson Dart throws a lot of very close to interception balls. So I didn't feel like the Giants really blew them off the field, even though they were up 19-0 coming into the fourth quarter.
I want to leave.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, here's my big takeaway on the Broncos is you can't live like this.
You can't
live like this if you actually are a real like playoff contender and you think you're going to win playoff games, because now it's been too many weeks in a row where you've been down significantly, had to come back, or you just won a game you probably didn't deserve to win. And then for the Giants, this is what I'm curious about. Vibes have been high because of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and maybe this revamped defense and all of that.
Yep.
This was as brutal of a loss as you can possibly have. How do they regroup from this, I think, tells you a lot about who will be the head coach next year. If they can actually get past this and still play well, maybe Daboll and Shane have a chance to survive. If they crater after this, those two guys are gone.
Yeah, I mean, you could also say, how do they develop Jackson Dart? That's the big storyline. I'm not sure it's about wins and losses. I think there's some excitement, regardless of the record.
That sleazeball Anthony Gallo.
This game was not as close as the final score appeared, but the Colts dominated the Chargers in L.A. Indy wins 38-24.
I mean, let's look at the weapons on Indy. You got, obviously, Jonathan Taylor. You got Michael Pittman. You got Alec Pierce. You got Tyler Warren. And now you have Daniel Jones. This team, forget it. I'm in. It took me till week 7 in the NFL. This is a good football team. They were pressuring the heck out of Justin Herbert, even though he passed for over 400 yards for the Chargers. I'm in. Are you with me, Maggie?
It's so hard. It's so hard because what I'm watching, I'm like, this team looks excellent. But then I'm looking at the Chargers, and they lost their two tackles. And then I'm thinking, what happened to the Chargers defense, Pearl? This was a good defense. I know that wasn't a dream. It was a good defense. And yesterday, they were getting sliced and diced by the Colts.
Yay or nay?
Where's Jim Harbaugh? Like, let's pick it up, dude.
Yay or nay on the mustard color Chargers uniform?
Oh, at one point, Adam Schein called them the Savannah Bananas. And I thought he was right on about
good
that.
Good line.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dallas, where Jerry Jones said this might be one of the best Cowboys offenses he's seen in years. Cowboys beat the Commanders 44-22.
Jerry could be right about that, without a doubt. I mean, this is the what is it? How many 40 plus points games have the Cowboys had? At least 3, right, so far this season. The offense is phenomenal. CeeDee Lamb being back is as good as you would have thought. He connected with Prescott, a 74-yard touchdown in the first quarter. Just fantastic. But here's the thing about the Commanders. It is just an infirmary. Guys are out of the lineup. Jaden Daniels gets knocked out of the game. It's as bleak as it could be. Now, if these guys end up coming back, the Commanders could save the season. But in a tough NFC, Cowboys looked like a playoff team yesterday. The Commanders did not.
I think the Commanders fans should feel grateful that Jaden Daniels limped off the field. Because that, the way his leg went did not look natural. It looked like maybe something came off the boat. It just looked terrible. So it's not all is done. Terry McLaurin started to remind me of Christian McCaffrey last year, where, you know, I feel like we've been lied to about his health. Like, he's not even close.
That's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not that Christian McCaffrey was lied to.
Is he in Germany getting his blood spun?
I just think that McCaffrey never really played. And we've been waiting for McLaurin, and it hasn't really been happening.
All right, and finally in the 4 o'clock window, let's go to Arizona, where the Packers got 3 sacks from Micah Parsons. They beat the Cardinals in a really good game here, 27-23.
Okay, Maggie and I disagree on this one. I came away actually impressed by the Packers' defense. Obviously, Micah Parsons didn't do much until late in the game. Then he just closed that out. Quay Walker on Green Bay is a star as well. He was dominant early in the game. I think what happened was Jacoby Brissett was quite mobile, would not go down. Like, the pass rush would get to him. He was Big Benning it and just sloughing them off. So I think Jacoby Brissett actually kept Arizona in that game. There were some lapses by Green Bay, but I came away kind of impressed. You go on the road. I know you're supposed to be a contender, but you get a W in a really tough place to do it.
Go, Pack, go! Yeah, EJ, what was the stat you gave us? The Cardinals have lost 3 straight games after leading by 7 or more points entering the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
was
first
that
time
one
that's
of
ever
them?
Happened in NFL history.
Okay, so maybe the Cardinals are a little bit better than we think they are. They were a 7-win team last year, and with Jacoby Brissett, they definitely look better. I don't know why the Packers defense, though, is not covering Trey McBride, like all your guys. Yeah, listen, Parsons was great. The 3 sacks, he also generated 10 pressures, also had one, like, block, like, stuff, if you will. My thing is, like, I feel like every time I really want Jordan Love to deliver the nail, right? He ended up doing it with a fine drive yesterday that led to a field goal. But, like, where's... I don't know. I just want a little bit more from the Packers.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for that?
Well, I mean...
Does their offensive line suck, by the way? Why was Jordan Love felt like he was under pressure the whole day?
Yeah, well, one thing, I think they're very conservative, and they don't really let Love cook until the end when they need him. And then often he does. So... Yeah, I think it's a game plan thing. I think Matt LaFleur just wants to slow the game down. I don't know why, but that's the way they've been playing.
Okay, if they did not have Tucker Kraft, their tight end, where would this Green Bay offense be? That dude bails them out on so many occasions. He's amazing.
Well, they'd have, what's the character Rick Moranis plays in Spaceballs?
Lord Helmet?
They have Lord Helmet.
Romeo Dobbs. Come on, bro. We had a concussion.
I mean, there's two. I mean, but his is more than a normal, just enhanced helmet. It's like twice the size of his entire body.
It does look particularly large.
Everybody,
it's because he's kind of skinny.
That's probably why.
And also, there's another guy on the team. Is it Wicks who wears a very big concussion? I'm very glad he's wearing it. Damn. It's great. I would 100%. If I was a receiver going over the middle, I would 100% wear it. But it is noticeable. Sometimes I wonder how he stands up.
Is like Krista Nowinski going to be wobbly?
Is it a concussion expert Krista Nowinski going to call and complain about this?
Oh boy. Yeah, you're gonna get a bad text from Chris. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right. There you go. That was every game from Sunday in 60 seconds or less. Of course, we've got a doubleheader tonight, and it's one of those straight doubleheaders, if you will.
Pearl, yeah, 7-10.
You've got the Buccaneers on the road to face the Lions, and then the Texans out west to face Seattle. So you got the Mariners in a game 7. And you've got the Seahawks on a Monday night game.
Hold on to your pants, Pacific Northwest.
I know.
I think the Kraken also play a game today.
Stakes a little bit lower for the Seahawks, but...
And for the Kraken.
But still.
Exciting day. Big day
still
for Seattle.
An exciting day. Got a game 7. Wow. 888-710.
Game 7, ISN. Pants optional. There's a backstory
on that.
Best
words, open bar. Yeah, 2 best words in sports and then 4 best words, period. Game 7 pants optional.
Yeah, exactly. Game 7 pants optional.
All right. We've got a lot more to do, including, What a story this is. Every Monday, we bring you the BMOC, the big man on campus, the big moment on campus. Yeah. Oh, love this one. We'll do that next, M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It was a big weekend in the world of college football. Here's Maggie and Perloff's big moment on campus.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So every week we do big moment on campus. So we're going to flash back to last week. Crazy, crazy college football season. We're just going to do this week.
Yeah, EJ, remind us, who was last week's BMOC?
I'm trying to remember that. I'm not sure, I'll be honest.
All right. This week's big moment on campus goes to Alex Mortensen. Now, why is that last name familiar? You may know him as the son of the late ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen, who is in our lives. I mean, Chris Mortensen basically was the entire Brett Favre will he not go back to Green Bay story all those years ago. Did a lot of great work and unfortunately passed away. So his son is a coach, took over at UAB for Trent Dilfer, who was fired on Sunday. They've got a big game against Memphis that happened over the weekend where Memphis was ranked and undefeated. And how about this? They take out Memphis 31-24 on Saturday. So UAB is under fire from all different angles. Basically almost lost their program a decade ago, and the community rallied to bring them back. Now Alex Mortensen is the hero. We get another coach's son, yeah. Pearl, making their name. Well, oh, yeah, Jerry Neuhaus was a coach's son. Alex Mortensen is a NFL insider's son.
Yeah.
And all having big seasons this year.
Chris was an incredibly nice man. And to Alex's credit, after the game, he immediately credited Trent Dilfer. He's like, Trent Dilfer built this thing in these players. He's a big part of this win. I was like, oh my God, you're just like your dad. Because his dad always found a way to go positive. You know, his dad discovered Daniel Jeremiah, who's the new Chris Boyd. He's like, just the most positive person. And I got that vibe from Alex. So I'm excited to see where this goes. It could be, I'm assuming he's a front runner to win this job.
So here is Alex Mortensen, the new interim coach of UAB, says he knows his late dad, Chris, would be sensitive to coaching firing, but also proud of him.
You know, I think he would obviously be excited for our team and our program. And, you know, at the same time, he covered football for a long time, too. So, you know, I think, you know, he's always sensitive to coaches losing their jobs and all that. And, you know, so I know that he would he would understand how hard it was for what these guys, what we went through this week. But I know he'd be very proud.
All right, so that was Alex Mortensen. I know chills because his father, Chris, who we watched on our TV sets for decades and decades as an NFL insider, his son now coaching and winning his first game and took down Memphis, who was undefeated at the time. Because we are just a well-oiled machine around here, we forgot who last week's big man on campus was. It was actually, how could we ever forget this story? Lance Leipold, the head coach of Kansas, getting into it with was it Texas Tech? getting into it about the tortillas that were being thrown onto the field.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And then, remember, he said, Lance Leipold also said that there was a switchblade.
Yeah.
A pocket knife.
I did
a pocket
that.
Knife, pardon me, that also got thrown at one of his assistant coaches, and then it turns out that may have not been true.
That seemed like a stretch at the time. Like, do a lot of people carry a pocket knife these days?
Well, how about carry one? I mean, that's believable. Would you throw it at somebody? That feels like assault.
Ben, I mean, this weekend, that's a big loss for Texas Tech, who we just assume would represent the Big 12 in the college football playoff. Now it's like, oh, well, will they? Because who knows what's happening? And that conference is crazy. Remember we were trying to pick it? We just had no idea.
Yeah, how dare you assume anything in the Big 12? Yeah. that's your fault. And also, what we haven't gotten to yet is, how about the Holy War?
Yeah.
BYU and Utah. So they had lost, BYU had lost 9 straight to Utah from 2010 to 2019. And now BYU has completely flipped that.
Yep.
The Cougars beat the Utes this weekend, marked their 3rd straight win in the series, their longest streak since the 1989 to 92. So how about that?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like that's another team that, if say they get to the playoff, like how good are they going to be? It's really hard to tell. They sure looked tough on Saturday.
Really fun stuff. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It was just an amazing weekend. And we asked you, what was the best game of the weekend? I think Shohei Ohtani's individual performance, I think, still has to take the cake for me, Pearl. How he had 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and 3 touchdowns. Although we're seeing some Tennessee versus Alabama lighting some cigars for Bama. And then the Broncos coming back on Manny's New York Giants in a way that was unreal. 33 points in the fourth quarter alone, historic. No one had ever done it after being shut out through the first 3 quarters.
I mean, obviously,
tired of doing all that.
Obviously, the greater performance is Shohei Ohtani. But, I mean, this the craziest game was Giants-Broncos. I mean, because not only did the Broncos come back from a 19-0 deficit in the fourth quarter, but they got the lead and then blew it again on a bad, was probably a questionable pass interference. It was so back and forth and so hard to predict who was going to win that game, miss extra points. The second, by the way, Baggy, the second the Giants kicker missed that last extra point that made it a 2-point lead instead of a 3-point lead.
You knew. I mean, that's just the way sports gods work. Yeah. Like, you knew. And it's funny because, you know, there's going to be a lot of chatter now, especially if you're in the New York area, about who deserves the blame, you know, for this loss. And I think a lot of people are going to put it on Brian Daboll or Shane Bowen.
That guy should have been fired 3 weeks ago.
Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, or a combination of the two. May I just suggest?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
That a general manager who goes into a game in 2025 without even semi-competent kicking game deserves to be fired immediately. What have we talked about, Pearl? The biggest change to me in my lifetime with watching the NFL is kickers making 55 and 60 yarders, 50 plus, let's say, automatic. Mm-hmm. It was not that way when we were kids. It was not that way growing up. The kicking game is such a huge weapon now because the new kickoff rules, basically every drive starts at the 40.
Right.
And the fact that the Giants had some dude who couldn't even hold the job at a low-level Power 4 conference is just unforgivable. So to me, I think the GM deserves to be totally raked across the coals.
Well, I mean, I will say one thing, though. It's hard to predict how a kicker is going to do. For example, Jake Moody, who kind of sunk the Niners, is now awesome filling in for the Bears. He's been great. And you never know. Like, remember the greatest kicker of all time, Justin Tucker, fell apart in front of her eyes. It turns out there was a reason behind the scenes that he was having a lot of personal trouble. But kicking is not that easy to predict. So I'm not going to go all in on the GM. But you don't know what a kicker is going to do. They're crazy.
Pearl, do you realize Jake Moody is Adam Vinatieri compared to the guy who was out there for the Giants yesterday?
Do you know how many people have a problem with Jake Moody, though? Yeah, I know. The Giants kid is nuts.
He missed two PATs.
Oh, I know. And
it's
now
it's just a sad state. There's so many kickers out there. Yeah. Like, you can find someone better than this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Niners found Eddie Pinheiro, and he's really good now.
The Niners found Eddie Pinheiro. The Cowboys were able to find Brandon Aubrey off of, a USL roster. I mean, there's kickers everywhere, and the Giants are just unable to find one.
How about the Bills signing Matt Prater?
He's 70 years old.
You can do this. But everyone can, except for Joe Shane.
There's kickers available. Rodrigo Blankenship was on College Game Day nailing, field goals for $60,000 for charity. Give him a call. Wow. I should be a general manager.
By the way, Brandon Aubrey, the Cowboys Cowboys could be at their own 36-yard line. It's like, well, is he warming up right now? That guy. Yeah. Whoa. Cowboys
the
kicker.
That 61-yard he hit could have been good from 70.
Exactly. It was a chip. It was like an extra point for him.
It's crazy.
He was on a soccer pitch 2.5 years ago, man. This is ridiculous.
Let's get to Gordon Damer, who's here with us this morning with all the latest and greatest. What's up, Gordon?
We were talking a little bit about it last hour, the robbery at the Louvre. Three crooks, 10 minutes. They stole the 9 most valuable pieces of jewelry in all of France.
10 minutes is eternity.
Yeah.
They were in there for 10 minutes?
They stole the World Cup trophy from 2018?
No, I'm not sure about that. But they used chainsaws. So you were talking about you wanted a really slick kind of way of going in there.
Yeah, you rappel
from the roof. They did not use slick.
You have to navigate through the lasers. Everyone knows that.
This is great advertising for whatever company makes those mini chainsaws right now. I mean, if you can get into...
This literally sounds like a heist from Grand Theft Auto. You go into a jewelry... a mission in GTA 5 where you go into a jewelry store and there's two options that you can choose in the story mode. It's either silent and you go in, rappel through the roof, or it's a loud boom where you just, make everything explode and then you steal all the jewelry. What a fun video game.
Wait, and it was during the day, though. Didn't anyone...
At broad daylight. It was 30 minutes after it opened.
Did anyone notice that these guys
were... Oh, no, they knew what was going on, but I guess they were powerless to stop it. I'm not sure.
You going to stop them?
I don't know. Isn't there somebody in the museum with a gun? The guys are holding chainsaws.
It's France, not Florida.
Truer words never spoken on this show.
If this turns out to be an ad for Grand Theft Auto 6, this is going to be brilliant. The reason I bring this up is because it took them 10 minutes to make that robbery. The Broncos needed a full 15 minutes to steal a win from the Giants yesterday. Broncos rallied them down 19-0, scored 33 fourth quarter points, beat the Giants 33-32.
I feel bad for the people that left early. A complete team effort in the fourth quarter. It was really bad there for a point. The morale was low on the sideline, but guys never quit. Took a few plays, and then next thing you know, Will Lutz is kicking a game winner. And I can't believe it. I haven't really had one like that.
Yeah, if this was GTA, Bo Nix would have had 5 stars. It was going bad. It was nasty out there before he finally turned that around.
But there's this expression in sports now, when we see something we love, we say hanging in the Louvre. Like if Cal Raleigh hits a long home run, that was so beautiful, hanging in the Louvre. Are you saying that the Giants-Broncos game belongs in the French Museum? Because I don't know if that was pretty enough.
It was for all-time losses. Yeah, hanging in the Louvre. I mean, it's going to be a long time before we come up with a loss that's worse than that.
I went to the Louvre last year. I didn't see any Cal Raleigh home runs.
Well, also, I mean, I'm not familiar with mini chainsaws, but right. I guess I... I know that now.
We got to learn. There's a lot of stuff we got to study up on in 2025.
If I plan to steal the crown jewels from the Queen of England or whatever, I'll know to bring my mini chainsaw.
Bo Nix, courtesy of CBS.
Take Tammy with you.
Yeah, I will.
NFL teams had been 1,602 straight games when leading. They had won them by 18 or more in the fourth quarter. And Brian Daboll, who you mentioned, now 1-10 in his last 11 one-score games.
Is that bad?
That doesn't seem good.
No.
Are they really going to fire these guys?
Well, I think the problem is that Jackson Dart is good, right? We can all kind of agree with that, at least so far.
Yeah, they traded up to get him.
Right. And he's going to be good enough. You know the Giants don't want to fire anybody. That's the only reason why they're still there now.
I got to be honest. I'm stuck on the idea that was floated of bringing Bill Belichick in as a defensive coordinator and pairing him with Daboll.
I don't think before this latest UNC, embarrassment, if you could have gotten that from Belichick, but now maybe he'd be open to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously connected. I know Daboll was with Saban. Is Daboll a Belichick guy?
Belichick congratulated him, thinking he was talking to Brian Flores, but actually, he was talking to Brian Flores.
Oh my gosh!
He both has two Brians in his phone.
Isn't that like Brian Flores is like the linchpin of his whole lawsuit?
Yep. Basically, it's Bill Belichick text being like, "Congrats on the Giants job." He's like, "What? I didn't interview yet."
He's like, "I'm going to read the MRI."
That's when we should have known Bill Belichick was cooked. Like, the video came out with him and Jordan talking about, the NFL Films crew. Like, we should have known that was not a buttoned-up operation when he was texting Brian Flores thinking it was Brian Daboll.
The wrong Brian.
Come on, man. That was crazy.
That just happened to me, by the way.
God. Who'd you text?
No. Perloff just got a text.
I got
somebody.
A podcast invite, and it said...
Oh, no.
Embarrassed. I think I saved the wrong contacts when Michael Samter connected us. Michael Samter was a producer on the Zach Delb Show.
Big Mike, sure.
Is this Christopher Mintz-Plotz or Andrew Perloff?
Wow. That's a big jump.
Somebody had McLovin in their phone for both of us. It's not a big jump at all. We got, so Christopher Mintz-Plotz is the actor who plays McLovin. It's too bad I was McLovin on Dan Patrick's show. They wanted the other one.
Aww. You should do it, though. Say it's Mintz-Plotz.
Oh, then you just show up.
Play it out.
And dash and steal their jewels.
Just like the French.
Oh, man. Well, I'm a huge Christopher Mintz-Plotz fan, so I could have done that. But it sometimes happens.
Would it be between that or Muhammad?
You get names confused in your phone all the time.
Yeah, McLovin. There's 100 McLovins in my phone.
Apparently there are two.
Would it be between that or Muhammad?
What are you, Seal?
What else you got, Gordon?
Meanwhile, CD Lamb back for the Cowboys yesterday.
First down, Prescott back. Look at this protection. Deep ball to the middle to Lamb. 35 broke away. Left side 20. Walk your dog. Right on in. Welcome back, CD Lamb. 74 yards. Touchdown, Cowboys.
All in.
That was the call on the Cowboys radio network. Didn't feel like that took that long for that actually to happen, but the call was a exceedingly long there. Fourth straight game for three touchdown passes for Dak Prescott. Dallas beats Washington 44-22. And more bad news for Washington. Jaden Daniel going to have an MRI after leaving with that hamstring injury. When Jonathan Taylor scores
the
touchdowns,
Commanders.
They come in bunches. Third time this season he has scored three in a game. Colts over the Chargers 38-24. Taylor now with 10 touchdowns on the season.
That expression the Cowboys announcer used, walk your dog, when CeeDee Lamb, is that meaning he was so...
I guess.
Ahead of everybody else, he could just saunter into the end zone.
Stroll in the park.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's hang it in the Louvre.
That's a thing.
Christian McCaffrey, 201 total yards, couple of touchdowns, Niners over the Falcons on Sunday night, 20-10. And as of 9:39, Mike McDaniel is still the Dolphins head coach.
I think he did everything to lose the game.
Yes, he is still the Dolphins head coach, despite losing 31-6 to the Browns. That should be an automatic. If you lose 31-6 to the Browns, your job is automatically in jeopardy.
Okay, however, unless now the goal is to lose every game from here on out, because you don't want to mess around, interim coach comes in, gets the guys all fired up.
Remember, the Dolphins actually were tanking that year with Brian Flores, and then there was all of a sudden a lot of bad press, and then they started winning some games, so they screwed up their own tank. They ended up with Tua as a result instead of Joe Burrow. Sorry if I go off on the tangent.
I just saw a headline, by the way, Mike McDaniel, everything is on the table with the quarterback Tua, meaning he's going to be around to bench Tua this week?
Yeah, well, Ian Rappaport tweeted 2 minutes ago on the Miami Dolphins, no changes are expected at this time, I'm told.
Do they sit Tua? Because that's a big deal. He has a huge contract. For Quinn Ewers to not look like anything, I mean, tough spot.
I had the under in that game, and it was 37.5.
Oh,
and it was
Boomer
sitting at 30.
Oh, my God.
No, I won it.
Yeah,
it was sitting.
Boomer had the over. I'm saying he lost.
Oh, Boomer, the over. Oh, man. This was one of the only bets that I won over the weekend.
What the hell was that all about?
My DraftKings account was down to $2.50. It was a really bad weekend for me.
Looking like Manny's bank account right
I could top that. I had to add funds and find the pin on my thing. But I had to add funds because I bet like crazy during all the favorites. I'm like, this favorite's not going to lose this game. Ah, crap.
Yep.
1-800-GAMBLER, guys.
I think that I have bet on LSU more. I just take my money. But anyway, this was that one I actually won by the grace of the football gods. So it's 37.5. It's sitting at 37. There's like 6.5 minutes left to go.
That's not going to hit.
But I'm like, then they put Quinn Ewers in. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I think I've got a chance here. And this total stayed at 37.
Andrew Bogish is a doppelganger.
Yeah. To his pick six must have hurt when you were watching that game.
Yeah. By the time I was like watching it for the over-under purposes and like really sweating out every down, I was already past that
and
point.
And the thrill that you got after that bet won.
Yeah, but like four other bets lost at the exact same time. So it was more just like a needle in the haystack kind of thing.
So what'd you end up in with your DraftKings account with? Like -$5?
No, they don't let you do that. It was bad. Like, I can tell you, hold on. I got to log back in. I lost every bet.
You know what killed me?
Except for that one.
You know which one killed me?
What?
The Notre Dame game. I was so confident Notre Dame was going. You know, I've been kind of poo-pooing USC. 10.5 points, 34-24. I got them at 10.5. I don't know. Was it 9.5 to start? I think I bet in the first quarter. Really, really close.
I had Ole Miss +7. It had been 7.5. They lost by 8.
That was
LSU
weird.
I lost. The Cowboys I won on yesterday. I forgot that I bet them their money line. And the Vikings, Pearl, I faded your Eagles yesterday, and that was a terrible idea. It's just a little smattering.
That was a funny game. You could have won on that. You didn't.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a reason why the Dodgers will not win the World Series this year, since 1985, 5 times one league championship series was a sweep and the other went 7 games. The team that won the 7-game series has won the World Series every single time. So
what I tell you, Pearl, Rust versus Rust.
We will decide that tonight, of course, with Game 7 between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Toronto won last night, 6-2 the final.
Yeah, we had a Rest versus Rust debate on the phone last night. It was riveting. Our spouses must be like, oh, God.
I literally went to my closet to have that conversation. I'm like, I can't subject my husband.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. Great job all morning. We have more for you on tonight's Game 7 in the ALCS and also the doubleheader for Monday Night Football. And we're not done coming clean on all the things we got wrong over the weekend. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Flash Gordon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Okay, we've been asking you a couple things this weekend that you can still weigh in on. What was the best game of the weekend? Best performance of the weekend we think would go to Shohei Ohtani. Who deserved to win the game between the Broncos and the Giants? Broncos, Giants, option C, neither. 33-point comeback by the Broncos, but still, I mean, that was pretty ugly. Oof. Jay is in Dallas, wants to talk about the Dallas Cowboys' big win over the Commanders. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going? I really love y'all's DJ. I love the music that he plays, so shout out to him. But, no, I just want to talk, as a Cowboy fan, it's frustrating. After the win, I was listening to our local radio station and just talking about how we need Diggs in the playoffs. Whenever we get into the playoffs, and I'm like, man, I just want to trade him. I'm tired of him. Shout out to Bubba Dub, but he, you know, Trayvon Diggs reached out to Bubba Dub and on social media because he was talking about him, and I'm like, well, you don't have time to be reaching out to social media. You need to be studying the playbook. So,
oh, Jay,
it's just frustrating, man, that we're getting content.
Jay, these are modern day athletes, man. They've always got time to write back to people on social media, especially someone like Trayvon Diggs. Now, my question about Diggs, and Jay, thank you for the call and the compliment. What happened? Diggs is in concussion protocol, Pearl, because of an accident that happened at his home. We still have no more clarity on it.
Yeah, I mean, this is coming off Anthony Richardson's, what do you call those things, the bands? Exercise band that apparently hit something off the wall and almost blinded him. And no joke, had major, major surgery. So maybe it's something accidental like that.
Like I think a home gym situation?
Yeah, well, but your mind goes to, oh, you know, this was negligence at home. Yeah, but we have no idea. Like when Brian Griese tripped over his dog and missed the game.
Yeah, and once, I mean, we could go through, there's dozens of these.
Yeah,
like David Cohn got bit by a dog and had to miss a start.
John Smoltz ironed a shirt while he was wearing it. I don't know if this story is true.
He said that's not true.
Wait, that's not true?
I don't think so. I think he debunked it.
My favorite is Clinton Barmas breaking his collarbone, lugging deer meat.
Mm.
How about Yoenis Cespedes?
Fell in a hole. And turns out he was like hunting hogs, like wild hogs. So you're right. This could have been anything, and it's a concussion, so obviously it's really serious, but your mind does go to the places like, oh, if it was hurt at home, like clearly he was skateboarding or something like that that he was not supposed to be doing.
You're right. Darn it. John Smoltz never did iron his shirt.
I know. That I'm sorry. Don't let the truth get in the way.
That was one of the great stories of all time.
I mean, it kind of made him look like a dimwit.
It's a baseball. He's a baseball player. He's not supposed to be, you know, some rocket scientist.
Pearl, you had another bad beat from the weekend. Tell us, come clean right
okay,
now.
So
what happened?
I have a problem, and I think I got it from
1-800-GAMBLER.
Why? Okay, Texas Tech looks like they were going to come out on top. And there's whenever I see like a highly rated team against a lower team, then the odds get high. I got them at +390. To come back to win that game against Arizona State. Then Arizona State had a game-winning drive at the end. Same thing happened with me. I bet on your Miami Hurricanes, EJ. I thought, and they looked like they were driving to either tie or win. I can't remember what it
they
was.
They could have tied, but they also could have won the game on the
last. Yeah. It just felt like it's so weird to me in college football right now when teams that we know are good just no-show. The Hurricanes being the number one, it felt like Louisville kept letting them back in the game and they just couldn't take advantage. Do you do that same live betting mistake?
Yeah, and they're all mistakes. I don't know if I've won a live bet this year. I know, in fact, that I haven't.
Have you ever live bet when they're bad, negative odds?
No, that's not as fun to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, maybe it's my strategy then. And yours, too. That was a terrible one. Okay, so a couple things today. Got to be on the lookout for Mike McDaniel. I realize that Ian Rappaport, NFL Insider, said there's no changes today. But, Manny, can we hear a little from Tua yesterday? Because maybe no changes are coming as far as, like, McDaniel getting fired or something. But everything's got to be on the table here with Tua. I'll hear cut three, please. Here's Tua in his post-game press conference talking about how he's having trouble balancing a lot as a leader.
Just trying to maneuver everything and trying to you know, build a collection of guys to kind of bring along with me. And I got to be able to kind of be able to multitask, if that makes sense. Be able to do that. And while doing that, kind of continue to get the whatever it was last year and the years prior for myself to get going again and get in that flow.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, it's now I kind of feel bad. Like, there's no way out of this that we can see right now. I mean, he looks like he is grasping. I don't even know what he's really talking about there. He's trying to find a coalition of guys to come with him. What is that?
It's called a football team,
Maggie. Come on, guys. Come on, where? Down the toilet? And listen, he gets no help because his head coach has been embattled now for a year.
And really funny, small storyline, right before the game, they announced that Quinn Ewers was the backup, demoting Zach Wilson to inactive, former Jets quarterback. So if they dump Tua, are they going to the rookie or are they going to go to Zach Wilson?
I don't know. And I don't think it's going to matter.
No.
Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez, Gordon Damer, Andrew Kaplan, the Weedos, the Coffee Drinkers, Andy Staples, who joined us earlier. Check out the Maggie and Perloff podcast. Wherever you get your pods.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.